This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio 105.7 The Fan.
That's a high drive into left field. This could test the wall. This will beat the wall. A swing from Ryan Mountcastle. Truck him out swinging. It's good to see Felix Bautista back. It's great to see a series win over the Yankees.
He needed that one. It's been rough for him. There's a lot of support around him right now. You know, we know that Mountie can hit. When he's swinging at strikes, there's a lot of good things usually happen. He's got such good power. Yeah, I thought his stuff was exploding tonight. That was the best fastball we've seen. The split, one of the splits to Grisham was kind of like the one he threw to Judge the other night, just where it falls off the table. You know, his slider's improved too from what was a couple years ago. So, you know, you take your chances with that guy.
You know, we got tangled up there. You know, emotions from both sides kind of went up, and I think it was too much.
That's the curse, Dad. Talking about the bench clearing situation that happened. You know, you're watching the game and then see he steals second after Rios strikes out and only get your mic on. And then you figure this is a nothing. Then all of a sudden you look back up where I was staring at my computer. I look back up and like he's jawing with the shortstop and or second baseman, and here comes Volpe. And then all of a sudden, the bullpens come running in, and then Masson replays the highlight, and I'm still wondering, well, what the hell? What's going on? It's not like he took 95 off the helmet like he did last year, which should have led to bench-clearing stuff, and almost did, because Hyder and the rest, they were going over the Yankee dugout and kick some pinstripe ass. But last night, you're watching it like, I don't see anything egregious here. And I think, well, he got landed on, knocked his helmet off. You know, he is trying to catch the ball. Then pushes off because the ball is kind of rolling towards first base. So I just saw a guy making a baseball play. But when you're Heston Kerstad, and the Yankees did put you in concussion protocol and plunked the Orioles 9 times in 2024, maybe you're taking things a little bit too personally. And he certainly did. And Volpe came in, tried to calm the situation down. So did Carrasco. And then Jorge Mateo came out like Walter Payton to get into the middle of the scrum. So Nolan McGraw, I saw a nothing burger here. Oh, and by the way, if they're fighting, you know who the hell I'm rooting for. You know what I mean? But I thought Kerstad, heat of the moment, you're sucking the team. He kind of had himself a little game last night, too. I get it. Let's get fired up a little bit. And then Aaron Boone comes out with his smug self, and then I'm starting to think, all right, now, F these guys.
Right.
Because that's always F the Yankees.
Yeah, if this happened against the Nationals or any other team, really, I don't think tensions flare up. But I think from the Orioles' perspective, this was a team that was just kind of itching to get into the mix here. You know, it's something to fire the team up. You said it. They've been playing bad as of late. Got a chance to take the series over the division leader at the time. And we know what happened between the two teams last year. So just felt like any perceived slight, as minor as it might be, was going to set either one of these teams off. Now, Kerstad afterwards seemed to kind of say, all right, I maybe overreacted a little bit. There's nothing there. He didn't add fuel to the fire. Aaron Judge on the other side was asked about it. Didn't really have anything to say, just said, I don't know what he was mad about.
Yeah, him and Adley were standing there like right, they were BS about to start dancing. Yeah.
And then he was also asked, hey, what about this rivalry? Things kind of flared up last year, and Judge was like, I don't know about that. You know, we lost tonight. That's all that I care about. So there doesn't seem to be intense tensions carrying over from last year, but at the same time, these two teams are going to see each other quite a bit. And it wouldn't surprise me if things get chippy later on.
And what do we hear yesterday from callers? Orioles don't show any fight.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there you go. Exhibit A. The hell they don't.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, they did win the game 5-4, which means they win the series coming back from that embarrassment in game two of it. Also heard Brandon Hyde talking about, you know, Ryan Mountcastle. Two-run jack tied the game. And then Arias puts him ahead, a lead they never relinquished over the course of nine innings. But Felix, and look, Ryan Mountcastle's been terrible this season. Struggling. He was 0-18. But he hits that big bomb over the left field wall, just trying to get himself some semblance of normalcy, I guess. And he has struggled to hit at times. He's had the injury problems. Remember, he had vertigo a couple years ago, comes back from that. And as soon as he started heat up there, he hurt his shoulder on a swing. But Mountcastle this year, we figured with the wall moved in, and, you know, maybe if that was a mental block for him, he'd overcome it. Mike Bordick, who we'll talk to later, thinks the mental block is him trying to hit everything over the left field wall, which he did last night. So that was huge for him. Does this catapult him into this brilliant May? We have no idea. Orioles are off today. They got the Royals coming to town for a three-game set starting tomorrow night. But the fact that he hit a two-run homer, the fact that it was kind of a game-altering hit at that, as Brandon Hyde said, hey, look, his defense hasn't suffered because of the offensive struggles, and you'll take your hits literally where you can get them. And Ryan Mountcastle contributed to the cause last night.
Right. He's a streaky player, too. So it wouldn't surprise me at all if this sets things off in a positive direction. But to me, the timing of it was what mattered most, because Aaron Judge setting things off right there in the top of the first, the two-run blast, everyone in the stadium's thinking the same thing. Here we go again. They're going to tee off on us. It's going to be batting practice all night, and we're going to lose another series. Then you instantly respond second inning, one inning later, with a two-run blast of your own. All right, clean slate. And then from there, Arias gets in on the party. And then the other contributions you get offensively. Gunnar finding a way to get on, stealing his way into scoring position. And who drives him in? Adley. Love to see more of that. Those are supposed to be your top two guys, your top two run producers. So tonight, or sorry, last night, if they won in any fashion, you take it. We're not in a position to complain about any win at this point. But to get the contributions they did from guys who have been slumping as of late, I think makes it just a little bit sweeter.
And it was a small ball contribution, too. Even the win in the opener on Monday, three-run homer won that game, and Laureano's double. And then last night, yes, you get the two home runs that give you the advantage, but to scrape together, which proved to be a critical run for them. And then Jackson Holliday drives in a run on the ground out. That's something they had. They haven't even been doing that. You get a guy on third, usually it's a K or a pop-up. Just put the ball in play. You get a run. And that's exactly what Jackson Holliday did. And we also heard Brandon Hyde talking about Felix Bautista. And come on, man.
He was awesome.
His last two performances, very reminiscent of what we saw 2 years ago. And Heidi said he's even working in a little more pitch mix into the equation. But pop-ups, ground-outs, and then a K of Grisham, who's got power to finish things off and blows him away on top of it. Look, they're not back by any stretch of the imagination. They finish April 12 and 18. They get a day off today, which is May 1st. Then we'll see if it's a fresh month. And as Hyde said after the game, hey, look, good teams have bad months. Well, they've had three of their last four full months have been bad months, but maybe this does do something. I don't know. Still struggle with runners in scoring position, 1-for-10, and Povich couldn't get through the fifth. So, I mean, still the realistic problems that have led to this 12-18. I mean, they're still kind of there, and we saw that last night.
I thought defensively they stepped it up last night. I thought they played really good defensively, and I thought
Laureano made the play of the game.
That was a hell of a slide. And Gunnar too, you know. But I thought that they played with Pat. It seems like, Bob, the two wins against the Yankees, because they're in the games, then they're excited. You know, I mean, when you're getting down 5-0 after one, and you know, it's kind of hard. But they played with passion, and they played hard. They competed. They were playing with energy. You know, so I think it's all about if they get, they just need to learn how to, if you're down 5-0 in the first, still a long ways to go.
Well, 2022, 2023, 2024, they overcame those deficits. Chip that back. That was kind of their calling card. They're never out of any game. And as we said yesterday, Nolan, you're down 5-0. You haven't even swung a bat yet. You still have to do your job. You still have to go out Cedric Mullins, Gunnar Henderson, Westberg, et cetera, et cetera. You still have to compete. I mean, you still have to go out and try to accomplish what your task is. It's what to put the wood to the baseball. They win the series. What does this mean moving forward? Who knows? We do know that they beat the Yankees more than they lose to the Yankees going back for a couple of years now. Again, we'll find out. Dean Kramer tomorrow night against Kansas City. Royals come to town. They've been playing great baseball. Bobby Witt's got a 21-game hitting streak. They play today against Tampa. We'll talk about that and more.